A New Jersey man fired his son from the family plumbing business after he was caught urinating on a memorial for a young child who died from brain cancer. You probably saw this story the past couple of days. The son was charged with lewdness, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief for relieving himself on the memorial. He blamed booze for the incident. The dad said, quote, "I had to remove him from employment. We apologize to the family. I'm sorry for his actions. I'm not proud of him. Ultimately, it's my fault. Wow. Maybe we didn't teach him right." I don't know. I don't know how you can teach your adult son not to pee on a dead kid's memorial. I think that's just your kid sucking at life or your child. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily a parent being bad.
That's so humiliating. Oh, I feel bad for those parents.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for both parents. I feel bad for the parents who already lost their kid and had their kid's memorial dishonored like that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that dad. This guy's got a business. You know, people probably aren't going to do business with that family business now. And then he has to fire his son. You know what I mean? That's an awkward family get-together in the 4th of July or whatever they get together. How about this? You got drug dealers in your town? Maybe you could try what this mayor's doing in Mississippi. A mayor in Clarksdale, Mississippi, is trying to eliminate the criminal elements in his town by paying them to leave. That's right.
Whoa.
He's got a 5-point crime system plan, including cash to help criminals make the move out of town. The mayor said, quote, "They may be in the wrong environment. I will put money on the line to assist those type of people to move out of the city. It is better for you to leave our city than to wreak havoc upon a community. If you're interested in helping us out with our positive growth," he said, $10,000 is what he'll put up, and then he's asking local businesses to help front the rest.
That is honestly incredible.
Wait, do you think that's actually a good idea?
Like, I love it.
Like, there's people like drug dealers right now listening to the Joe and Alex show, and we wanted to move out of Indy and Houston. Like, do you think we should give them each 10 grand?
Yeah, why not? I mean, they'll probably not really move. I'm sure they're just going to take it and spend it on drugs.
I'm going to buy some more drugs. Yeah, I don't know. That is an interesting idea.
If you can actually make sure and hold them accountable that they're going to use that money to move, then why not?
Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke. This is like back when we were... I was born in 1985. Was anybody else alive then?
1985.
I was born like almost in 86.
I wasn't
so
alive.
Nobody else was born on the show.
Yeah, that's almost like 10 years older than me.
Okay, yeah, 1985 I was born like at the very end, but they brought out something called New Coke, and it was a big flop. People hated it. I think within like 2 to 4 months, like it was like off the shelves. It was a giant flop. Well, Stranger Things is coming back out on July 4th, and it's kind of set in 1985, so they're going to be releasing to the public. If you want to buy some, a lot of it's online, but you can get the New Coke, the actual recipe they had.
Yes.
And you can see how much it sucks. I kind of want to see what it tastes like.
We have a lot of really good shows that are about to come out. Handmaid's Tale, Big Little Lies, the second season, Stranger Things, Younger. Handmaid's Tale. I remember if I said that already.
You did three times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I am really excited. I've got a lot of summer shows.
I might actually watch Stranger Things because I saw the promo and there's a guy named Billy in it who's shirtless in the promo. And
wait, you've never watched Stranger Things?
No.
I've only watched the first season. I haven't watched the second one.
It's incredible.
I just heard it's like spooky and scary.
Oh my God.
Live scared again. Watch out.
It's not scary.
All right. If you're like, wait, didn't you just do a story about this the other day? I did, but here's another story. This actually is happening. We're based in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're also on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 radio now. But this happened in Indiana, I believe in Greenwood. A kindergartner at an elementary school in Indiana was ordered to carry her tray of hot food back through the cafeteria after she didn't have enough money in her account to pay for the $2.25 meal. Her family says the 6-year-old girl was, quote, lunch shamed.
Okay.
She was ordered to the back of the lunch line to wait for a cold lunch, and the classmates laughed at her. Her grandfather calls it a cafeteria walk of shame and is calling for policy change because it's embarrassing. I agree, Alex. Think about back to little third or fifth grade.
I've done this so many times.
Hold on. Think this, please. Third to fifth grade, little Alex, little cute little Alexander, little bow in her hair, just, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. She's got her little hot lunch, their chicken nuggets, because it's the only thing she'll eat, right? And an apple juice. Sorry, Alex, you don't have money in your account. You have to walk all the way back through the line with the tray in your hand and drop it off.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it happened to me.
Pay for the kid's damn lunch. Well, it shouldn't have.
Parents forget to put the money in your account, which happens all the time, they just forget, and then you go through the line, you get your lunch, and then, that literally happened to me probably a handful of times in my school career.
They didn't give you lunch?
You get a cold lunch option or you don't eat, which I would never eat the peanut butter sandwich or whatever, so I just wouldn't eat.
That's insane to me. At my school, so we used to have tokens, and so in the beginning of school, like every Wednesday, you could go and refill tokens. Like you could get one or you could get like 500, whatever, and you needed to bring a token every single day to school. I would always run out of tokens because, and I would just always forget, and I was always late to school, so I couldn't get there beforehand to get tokens when we still did it that way, and they would still serve me lunch.
I don't get the point. Like, what are they going to
serve it? But it's gross.
What's the point, though,
no,
of making that girl?
No, they wouldn't serve cold lunch. They would serve me hot lunch.
If they put the girl in the back of the line, are they going to reserve that food that she had in her tray? Or are they just throwing it out,
too? They throw it out.
That's
exactly.
So stupid.
That's so awful, especially when there's kids in that school that probably, like, their only meals are at school, and they're just going to, like, throw, like, waste food like that. I just think that is absolutely absurd.
And I feel like it's just top of mind. Like, if you see, like, hey, guys, this one company messed up, make sure we don't fall in the same crap that they do. Then, like, a few days later, because this is national news about the other lady that was fired and got her job back. Like, just give the kid the lunch. Is it really that big of a deal? Give the kid the lunch right there. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What you want to say, bud?
I just feel like, I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything, but isn't it, like, important to teach you, like, yo, if you don't have any money, you're not going to eat?
I think that is a very basic rule of thumb that even probably first graders understand. If you don't have money, you can't eat. That's probably why they're like, mom and dad, like, are we poor?
Do we really
whatever.
Want, though,
Everyone
Lenny?
Knows that.
Do we want a first grader to really have to figure out that if you don't have money, you can't eat? Can we let kids be kids?
But that's the thing. The story isn't about she got to eat. She got a cold lunch. She just couldn't eat the hot lunch, which is more expensive.
But why should
they
we
didn't
even
make
to,
her starve?
But
the,
why
the
should
problem
we have
is,
to make the kid, Alex, like, have to realize, like, well, you don't have enough money for this?
Because she doesn't have enough money for it. That's what happens. You have to go
one
back in
time.
Line and get the cold lunch.
I think what they should do, which is, this is what they would do at my school, is that they would say, okay, just bring the money for it tomorrow. And then they would call home, call the parents and say, hey, Olivia didn't have a token for lunch today, or she didn't have enough money for lunch today. We let her still have lunch. This is what you guys owe us. And then yeah. if it's a continuing problem, then you address it in a different way.
Yeah, my schools always did that, except they gave me the cold lunch and then would call my parents and say, you need to make sure that you put money in Alex's account because she doesn't have any for hot lunch tomorrow. So the longer you wait and don't fill the account up, the longer she's going to have cold lunch.
They did that in high school or
yeah,
in grade school?
Everywhere I went, anywhere. I was in public schools,
ruthless.
Private schools.
I just can't turn the kid.
School.
I can't turn
ruthless.
A kid down. I can absolutely not turn a
but
kid down.
But they weren't turned down. That's the thing. It was just a cold lunch. They still ate.
I get that they ate food, but I can't imagine making a kid walk all the way through there. But I don't know. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. If you do have an opinion on any of that, why don't you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show? And by the way, you can always comment on all this. All you have to do is you can go to joeandalexshow.com to check that out, but tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.